Show yourself!
I'm afraid that would be dishonest of me, eh?
Where are you?
Coming closer.
These tactics will not work. I am Titan! I do not yield to fear.
I've never tasted Titan blood before.
Stop skulking and face me!
Sure.
Again, that animal roar.
Something approaches, Your Highness.
That noise. It's coming from all around!
Prepare to fight! Fight for your lives!
I must have trust in you, my love. My Rubati. Here.
Thank you, Demetra. Thank you so much.
No! I recognize you. I will reclaim the Lucent out of your demon hands.
I bid you farewell, Garvin!
Sister, what is wrong?
Violation. And because of it, I have lost a part of myself.
Only a coward would conceal himself. An honorable foe would allow me to see him coming. My sword is not as tasty as my flesh, is it? Unholy, unseen thing, is it? Stand still, unseen thing! Let me bite back!
Your Majesty, stay on your mount.
I am not your Majesty in this situation. I am a fellow warrior fighting by your side.
But our orders were clear, Your Highness.
Stop calling me that. I am Hastra of the Lorenzen Plains. I yield to no one, man, beast, or monster. Come, you undead travesties! Let my sword send you back to hell!
I am not a travesty and very much alive, Your Highness. And maybe it is my sword that will send you...
This is going wonderfully.
Will they kill each other?
I hope so. But they do seem to be evenly matched. But it is not Garou I am counting on to get me the Titan's Lucent. You are.
I do not understand, Mistress.
It is why I made you out of sand, my dear. You are not just a single being. You are thousands upon thousands of grains of sentience that you can manipulate in any number of combinations. Focus on the Titan, my darling little minion. Extend yourself. Reach out. I want you to sneak up to your prey.
There's no dishonor in giving up, Titan.
Maybe for you, unseen beast.
Flesh!
You felt that, didn't you? How about that? Your blood does not seem to be as unseen as you are, does it, monster? You call that a bite? Are you a beast or a babe?
What a good servitor you are. Did you find what I needed?
Is that it? You retreat? I have not even been winded.
Is this what you asked, mistress?
Run to your mother, Will. Tell her a true titan has bested you.
Yes.
You fight well.
And you don't fight well enough. I do not know why you choose to plague me, Goblin, but now is not the time.
You will forgive me if I do not agree.
Why are you vexing me? Do you not know I stand with the goblins?
Consider me more of a free agent than one affiliated to my race.
What do you even want?
What I want is confidential.
I must say, you got to your feet most impressively.
When you are my size, oh queen, you learn to move yourself from the ground quickly, or else... Well, your opponent may remove your head.
This is taking too long. My troops need me. Tell me what you want. I will give it to you.
I need...
She is here. She called herself Kasana. She looked into my mind.
Is she home?
I do not know. You asked me to take you, so I did without hesitation.
Then let us knock and...
My lady, I felt a disturbance and feared the worst, but... You are with someone. Oh, my lady Matthias. This is an honor.
How does she know I'm here?
I have learned that this woman's powers are many and strong, sister.
Please come in. The worst has happened, has it not?
We are not sure.
You may not be my sister, but I am. Some demon tore into my emotions and stole...
A lucent. Oh, my ladies, come. Come inside and tell me everything.
What? You intrigue me, Goblin. Your skill at swordplay is obviously great, yet you are holding back. Or are you hesitating? Why do you hesitate, Goblin?
This is not over. Oh, queen.
I suspect it is not. I think it is best you leave. My soldiers will not show you mercy. Whereas you should tell everyone who sent you that this realm will not be taken from the people by assassins. Now go!
If I could just retrieve my sword...
Go!
And that is all I remember.
Oh, Oh, my ladies. Oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. You still have your portion of the Lucent, Lady Medeas?
Yes. I have incorporated it into my body. No one will know unless they are looking for it.
Ah, clever woman you are, my lady. Do we know if your fellows still have theirs?
Hastra and Atla are away, seeking to give aid to a faraway village.
It would be just like a Quixote to divide you up.
You mean what visited me was a...
Yes.
I had heard they were just stories.
Stories are like trees, my ladies. They always start with seeds of truth and grow from there.
But those stories tell us they were banished back to their own dimension.
This is the Quixote's true dimension. They belong here.
There you are, demon. Now we are all together.
And I bring you a gift, my queen. I present you with the goblin's portion of the Lucent.
Oh, yes. Two more left.
I'm sorry I failed you, eh? That Atla was more of a handful than I thought.
But you did not fail me, my dear Guru. Your efforts to best the giantess distracted her enough for my darling little pet to steal her Lucent piece.
I did good.
Yes, yes, you did.
So you did not expect me to win? I don't know how I feel about that.
You should feel well. You did your job, you get your pay.
Gee, thanks.
And you, whelp, did you do your job?
Come on.
My lady, I am sorry. In all the commotion, I did not quite get what you needed.
You didn't get? How simple is it? You stab her with your sword, you take what I want.
She is markedly more skilled than I think we assumed. And with all the zombie combat going on, it was more difficult for me to find the right opportunity. I assure you, though, that the next time, I am sure I will...
Next time? There wasn't supposed to be a next time! You were supposed to give me the Lucent now!
Shall I tear the little green man apart?
You should. But you have other things that would be more useful, my dear Sandy. This whelp, though...
I understand you're mad, but do we need to continue the name-calling?
When I first saw you, I told you you were useless to me. You have actually managed to not live up to my estimation. You are less than I thought, and you are not even worth killing.
Oh, well, thank you for that, at least.
Run away, goblin cur! But no, I will come across you again. And I will make you cut yourself apart, piece by piece.
If you don't mind, I would just walk away quickly rather than...
I said go!
Hey! Hey! What happened? I know you could have grabbed the Lucent without the Queen knowing.
It is not something I wish to talk about.
Nahil, we are friends. We have fought side by side for years. If you have a good reason for doing this, if you can justify this, I will take your side.
Fine. I could have bested Queen Hastra. We are closely matched, but she is not my better.
Then what made you retreat?
I did not expect to learn what I did about her, my friend. I did not realize there was no way I could ever harm her. For if I did, I would consign myself to a long life of loneliness and isolation. Guru, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my Rubar tea.
Nahil, we are friends. We have fought side by side for years. If you have a good reason for doing this, if you could justify this, I will take your side. Please, explain this to me.
Fine. I could have bested Queen Hastra. We are closely matched, but she is not my better.
Then what made you retreat?
I did not expect to learn what I did about her, my friend. I did not realize there was no way I could ever harm her. For if I did, I would consign myself to a long life of loneliness and isolation.
That is impossible.
Guru, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my Rubar tea.
It is unheard of for a goblin to experience the Rubar tea with a race other than goblin.
I know.
Are you sure this is true? You could be hallucinating from some stray spell the queen cast, or it could be a reaction from something you ate, or maybe you were cursed by...
I know.
Beast fangs.
I am positive, Guru. Surely now you understand my failure and why I had to be deceptive. I would not have the sacred bond used as part of that woman's plan.
But you've made a powerful enemy.
Yes. But the Rubar tea is stronger than any witch, even one with two of the lucids.
She will get no more work from me.
I don't think she needs it. Why would she pay you now?
So I suppose you intend to find the queen and pledge yourself to her?
It is not as if I don't know where to find her. I will not ask you to come.
I would not ask you. This is your path. Take some of this. You will need to purchase some of the good wine if you're going to court the queen.
Thank you, my friend.
May the wolf spirits guard over you and guide you to your heart's desire, brother.
And to you, farewell.
What do you mean the Quixote belong here?
We all know that the four tribes united to drive these demons back to their own dimension at the end of the Darkest Ages.
My dear ladies, this is the confounding thing about history as a whole. As generation gives way to generation, history can be altered and changed, made to reflect the face that is presently in the mirror. Some facts may transform or otherwise disappear, and some races may become worse than they are to fit into the new narrative.
But these beasts are predators who change shapes to trick their victims.
So you say. But tell me this. Have you or anyone you have known actually seen the Quixote?
According to clockwork records, their king is imprisoned somewhere in a secret location.
According to records. And yet, the last time any of the races have seen them, your grandmothers 15 removed were the ones walking this earth. What if I could tell you that the Quixote were in alliance with one of the four races?
We would never!
I did not say it was one of your races. And what if I said that your races were not the original four races, and that the Quixote were the fifth?
We have scoured these grounds for several paces beyond the town, and for several more into the woods. We cannot find anything, Lady Atla.
Maybe if we can have Demetra send out a searching spell.
But I would still feel my lucent. We all have that bond, and I feel nothing. It is gone.
We cannot assume that.
I am sure that mangy, invisible puppy that thought it was a wolf stole it. That is why it chose to run away than finish our battle.
We will send out a search. Get multiple compliments of our soldiers to scour Kuttner for this invisible monster. And that goblin swordsman as well.
You think they are connected?
I think it may be too much of a coincidence, yes? Steady, sister.
This monster played me for a fool!
I don't blame you.
Then you are alone in this belief.
We still have 3 fragments of the Lucence. Utilizing those 3, we can find yours before whoever has it can discern how to make it work.
But...
remember, my beloved sister. With Stygia gone, I doubt there's anyone who knows how to manage the Lucent as well as we can. This is not as dire as you think it is. Our story is not motivated by a trinket, no matter how powerful it is.
When the ones above all seeded this realm with life, they made 5 races to represent the 5 basic elements. To represent Aether, they created the goblins to understand and manipulate it with their spells. To represent fire, they created the Titans, whose unrelenting strength and bravery could light the ways of civilization and incinerate those who would destroy them. For air, they created the humans, whose emotions and insight could weave innovation amongst the others to make their world strong. They made the Quixote and their ability to shift form for water, so the world can adapt to whatever the world becomes with time. And for the earth, the ones above all created the kobolds, who would know the secrets of the ground beneath us and use what they discovered to strengthen our homes.
But it was the clockworks who took the materials of the earth to make their own bodies, to help the others create the machines that make...
There is no record of the clockworks being here before the First Great War.
But they were vital during the final battle. They helped forge the Lucent that drove out the Quixote, save for Yoden.
The Quixote fought alongside your ancestors, my lady. They were some who pledged themselves to the great finality, but the majority fought against it. They were essential to forging the Lucent, but they paid the price by being sealed off from our realm. Yoden tried to release them and ended up rebelling against the other races. He became a villain and embraced the vile, untrue stories told in whispers by those around him. They are not monsters, my ladies. They are part of the natural order. The clockworks came later, left here by the Grey Legion.
The Grey Legion?
How do you know all of this? And what happened to these kobolds you talk about?
It could be said that being deprived of sight will open up other senses.
Somehow I think that is not the case with you, woman. Even now I see how your body seems to change. You grow younger, straighter than when I last met you.
This cannot be.
Sister!
My lady.
These must be lies. It cannot be. We have always been here. The clockworks have always been present in Cutner. We are one of the 4 races. 4, not 5. 4.
I am sorry. I know this new knowledge must be painful.
No!
Sister, please, sit down. We can get this woman to tell us the truth.
No, I must...
Oh, no, my lady. You must go after her. With unknown searching for the rest of the Lucent.
No, woman. I will stay here with you. You will explain what you truly are and why you know so much.
Oh, she's okay. dreams, the things I've heard, the doubt in my ears. Surely you can prove to me that this is falsehood, heresy. Tell me what that woman told me was wrong. Tell me.
Is this what you needed?
Yes, my dear Sandy. I swear you are one of my best creations ever. One red-backed scorpion.
Are you going to eat it?
No, my pet. I'm going to place it in this mold along with the other ingredients of my spell before pouring the adamantine metal into said mold so that as it cools, I can enchant the metal with the proper incantations and runes to create a sword that will envenom its victim with every wound it makes, so that whoever is struck by it will wither and die, even if they run from me.
You do not have to go through all this preparation if you wish to kill someone. I could easily tear anyone apart.
Why aren't you sweet? But you must understand, my dear creation, that this sword is being forged for someone special. Someone who took what I most valued from me. Someone I need to kill in person. I must be the one to thrust this blade into her gut. I must be the one to feel her blood splatter on my face. And I must be the one to see her last breath leave her body.
Surely. There is some way I can help, mistress.
No. Hastra stole my crown, my realm, my power. I must be the one to strike her down and laugh in her face as she dies. But you are so good, my dear. You shouldn't call me mistress. Call me mother. Later, you can call me Your Highness.
As I thought.
Is someone there?
Oh, Indicator. I apologize for disrupting your sanctuary.
Nonsense, child. This place is not for me to hide away, but for the clockwork to come for help or advice. And judging from the way you cried out, you do need one or the other.
I should not have come here.
I would say you had no choice but to come here. Lady Medeas, is it not?
Yes, Indicator.
That settles it. If anyone needs the aid of the great clockmaker's duly appointed representative, it is the one responsible for giving our race freedom. Now, tell me what troubles you.
My friend and I were consulting with a wise woman. Someone had tricked her into giving something vital, something personal.
The Lucent, yes?
Yes. And this woman, she told me things that has shaken the basis of all my belief. Or the structure of our whole society. She says that if we were not part of the four foundational races, that our direst enemies claimed our place. It cannot be true, can it?
What if it were?
How can you say that? You are the representative of the great clockmaker.
But maybe we are not deserving of our position. Maybe Lady Medeas, you were not meant to keep hold of your Lucent.
Blasphemy!
Maybe all you are is a toy for your sisters to take advantage of because of your nature.
Why are you saying such things?
Maybe you need to be disassembled, your parts smelted down instead of placed in the reliquary.
You are not yourself. You should have no knowledge of the Lucent. You are not the indicator.
I never said I was, Toy. So, where is your Lucent?
When the ones above all seeded this realm with life, they made 5 races to represent the 5 basic elements. To represent Aether, they created the goblins to understand and manipulate it with their spells. To represent fire, they created the Titans, whose unrelenting strength and bravery could light the ways of civilization and incinerate those who would destroy them. For air, they created the humans, whose emotions and insight could weave innovation amongst the others to make their world strong. They made the Quixote and their ability to shift form for water, so the world can adapt to whatever the world becomes with time. There is no record of the Clockworks being here before the First Great War.
No, I must...
Oh, no, my lady. You must go after her. With unknown searching for the rest of the Lucent.
No, woman. I will stay here with you. You will explain what you truly are and why you know so much.
Why aren't you sweet? But you must understand, my dear creation, that this sword is being forged for someone special. Someone who took what I most valued from me. Someone I need to kill in person. I must be the one to thrust this blade into her gut. Hastra stole my crown, my realm, my power. I must be the one to strike her down and laugh in her face as she dies.
But maybe we are not deserving of our position. Maybe, Lady Medeas, you were not meant to keep hold of your Lucent.
Blasphemy!
Maybe all you are is a toy for your sisters to take advantage of because of your nature.
Why are you saying such things?
Maybe you need to be disassembled, your parts smelted down instead of placed in the reliquary.
You are not yourself. You should have no knowledge of the Lucent. You are not the indicator.
I never said I was, Toy. So, where is your Lucent?
I do not know what sort of monster or spirit or demon you may be, but if you think I will break the trust I have with my sisters...
But they are not your sisters, are they, little tin girl?
How dare you speak to me as such? I am...
A sweet little automaton made by others for who knows what reason. An automaton like all of your kind, who has usurped the place of another... natural living race, a mechanical mockery of true life.
Do you think to cow me with such words?
I think to speak the truth. Now, once again, I ask, where is the Lucent?
You would have to kill me to find it.
But you don't die. You wear out. You get broken down for parts so that your fellow toys can make new toys. You can't be killed because you don't have a life!
I will not bend to the likes of you, demon.
You will bend and you will break because you are just another pile of gears and wires!
just an old woman whose blindness has opened.
Enough! You think I don't know actual magics when they are used around me? I was trained as a Sahira woman, and knowing how to cure my tribe means knowing all causes, natural and supernatural. Your appearance has changed before my eyes.
I do not know what you could possibly be talking about.
I think you do. I think my grief and confusion muted my perceptions, or I would have determined you are not what you seem much earlier. You have some intention that is not honest, woman, if woman you truly are, and I will uncover your deception, or I will remove your head.
My Lady Demetra, you must listen to me. There is something very evil at work, and if you just listen...
Why should I listen to you when I do not know your true intentions? I do not even know what you are.
I cannot reveal what I truly am, my lady. My true form, it may damage the fabric of your very existence.
I have battled through hells with my sisters. There is nothing that will damage who or what I am.
Very well, but do not say that you were not warned.
By the thousand faces of the goddess.
Not a thousand, but one.
We are striding towards the city.
Why would we do that? Is not your enemy in the city?
It is precisely because that accursed Hastra is most likely in the city that we are striding towards it. I am losing patience with all this waiting, and have finished forging my sword especially for the lopping off of the blonde little barbarian Bimbet's head. And I want to lop that head off now!
But how will the magical monster thing find you?
Yoden is magical, you said it yourself. Surely he can use that magic to find me.
Your sword looks heavy.
It is heavy. It's large and ornate and full of scorpion venom. How can it not be?
Maybe you should have made a scabbard as well.
Okay, look, you little piece of sand. I'm gonna just turn you into glass. Oh, thank God. I trust you have been successful, Quixote.
Oh, yes. My queen. For you. The lucent I retrieved from the wind-up toy.
Give me! Oh, yes. Oh, let the power flow into me.
You seem almost as large as me, my queen.
I do, don't I?
As I'm sure the possessor of the final piece is arriving at her palace now, you'd like me to go there?
No. I want to remove the lucent from that blonde little body myself, preferably after I've removed her life.
She made a sword for that.
I see, my silicate friend.
So, if you do not mind, I have a city to arrive at.
I do have a possible alternative to your plan.
Why should I care?
This one does not involve having to fight your way through countless gods and other people. resistant to another regime change.
And caring? What is your plan?
The squads we assigned will scour the country, sister. I'm sure we can find your missing Lucent.
I'm increasingly convinced that invisible puppy has it now.
Then we will find him and that tiny little goblin, and we will take it back. We will bring Medeas and Demeter with us this time. And between the four of us, they will not escape again.
That tiny goblin you fought, sister?
Yes.
Does he look like the one sitting on the steps of the palace?
What do you... By the ones above all! You! Of all the impertinence, how dare you! You should not get down on one knee like that, Kerr. It will put you at a disadvantage when I try to put my blade through you.
But it would be a good position for an execution.
What are you doing?
Queen Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, I present you with my sword and my good right arm, which I pledge to you to protect you and serve you in whatever way you wish. Please forgive me for my previous transgression, and let me prove that I am worthy to be at your side.
I could easily take his head neatly at the nape of the neck in that position.
A short time ago, you tried to drive that sword into my gut. Why have you changed your mind so quickly?
I have seen you, your position in the land of Cutner, in a new light, Your Majesty. And it has become clear that the thousand faces of the goddess wishes me to be your ally and not your enemy.
I think this minuscule piece of awful lies.
He is certainly being dishonest, sister. But certainly he will have information about who has your Lucent, if we are correct in assuming he was working in cooperation with the beast you fought. You may rise, goblin.
I will help you to the fullest extent of my abilities, my queen.
You can start by telling me who it is that arranged for the ambush at Snowfrost.
And who has my Lucent?
Well, I do have some degree of professional confidentiality, but...
Out with it before I forget to hold my sister back!
It is an old enemy of yours who hired my partner and I to attack you and obtain your fragments of Lucent.
And yet, you did not get mine, did you? Dare I ask why?
Well, my queen...
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
What is it now?
You must come to the Assemblers, my lady. It's urgent. The Lady Medeas was found in the cathedral, savaged.
What happened?
We do not know. She looked laid open. There were gears everywhere.
You will lead us there, now.
At once.
I will come with you.
I should put you in chains and secret you in the dungeon.
Let me prove to you my true loyalties, Hastra of the Lorenzen Plains. And after we make sure your sister is safe, I promise I will tell all.
If this is a trick...
Then I will cleave him into two.
Fair enough.
100 pieces.
Maybe not so.
Do you understand my deception?
I am still struggling with the knowledge... You are the goddess.
I am one aspect of what you call the goddess, and one of what other races call the ones above all. Unlike my fellows, I chose to remain among you.
But why?
Someone had to do it. To observe. To learn how you chose to build on the land we provided you. Whether you rose above your worst aspects to create something better, or indulge in those same aspects and destroy what we had provided you.
And yet you reached out to me.
Because you were in pain. And for once, because of you and your spiritual sisters, I was seeing this realm start to reach the promise of what I had dreamed of. A world of peace and love, where no race is looked upon as lesser than another. With your guidance, Cutner can achieve an era undreamed of. But you must listen to me. Your Lucent's disappearance is the beginning of an attempt to upset this progress. I can sense through the aether that other Lucents have changed hands through trickery and violence.
Have my sisters fallen?
One has. The Lady Medeas.
By the thousand names, I should have gone after her.
She is presently at the Assembler's. They must have discovered her in time before her soul spring finally unwound. I can sense that your other sisters are arriving at the Assembler's now. You should. No, you must join them now. Your sister is in danger, as is the path of your civilization.
I will go immediately.
I will transport you there this very moment. Stand still.
Right this way, Your Majesty. The lady is still being reconstructed.
If whoever has hold of my Lucent has gotten hold of hers,
then only I have the fragment that creates the whole and immense power.
We must not let that happen.
Make way! I have brought the...
What? What is this? This is not the Assembler's Lodge! This is a trap! Who dares try to contain Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plain?
Who do you think, Kerr?
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Emperor Strikes Back, Part 7, a VHS box theater production. Written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Emperor Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadeka Gonagon Theater Works. David Ellis was Nahil. Desmond Reddick was Garu. Casey Budnott was Atla. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Tori Wright was Medius. Femi London was Cassana. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Anna Crawford was Sandy. John Wilson was Indicator. Tim Price was Yoden. Cambry Varner was Clockwork Messenger. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.